the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti, Christ is risen, indeed He is risen. I congratulate you, my beloved, with the glorious resurrection feast that is the crown of our feasts and joy. Christ's resurrection is the main foundation of our Christianity, our church, our evangelism, and our daily life. Christ's resurrection is considered everything to us. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ is considered our new life that we can live in. In Christ's resurrection, we have three main aspects. Before crucifixion and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ was a teacher and a shepherd. During crucifixion until resurrection, He was a reconciler and a liberator. After resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ was present and became a companion to every man. How? Before crucifixion and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ was a teacher. He taught a multitude and individuals. He used all available means. At that time, He gave sermons, interviews, and meetings. He performed miracles and gave many various and different parables. In His service, He met all people from all levels. He met people from upper class in society and others from lower class in the community. He met great multitudes and individuals. In different dialogues, He met Zacchaeus at the tree and the Samaritan woman at the well. At night, He met with Nicodemus. Teaching was the starting point as well as the influence change, as to influence change. Before crucifixion, our Lord Jesus Christ was a teacher and a shepherd. From the time of crucifixion until the resurrection, Christ was a reconciler and a liberator for mankind. Man looks for freedom at all times. Freedom became desirable for mankind. Man looks for it in any form, and it takes many forms, colors, and kinds. There is social freedom, civil freedom, family freedom, religious freedom, etc. But the true freedom is the freedom that comes from inside of man. The freedom from sin. Sin is the only disaster of this world, as St. John Chrysostom says. Freedom from the sin is gained only through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ ascended to the cross specifically to give us this freedom. Through the cross, He gave us the freedom from sins which He carried. We were granted forgiveness of sins and became free when we were forgiven. The cross became the key for wiping out the sin of man. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. The true freedom is the freedom of man from the sin. That is why the cross became the reconciliator and the liberator of man. Man was reconciled with God, and with the resurrection, man started the new covenant with God. After crucifixion and resurrection, Christ became a companion to everyone. After His resurrection, Christ appeared to individuals like Mary Magdalene, then to the two disciples of Emmaus, then to the disciples without Thomas, then to them with Thomas with them, then to others. The appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ during the 40 days after the resurrection meant that Christ was present there. He also appeared during catching 153 fishes. For both St. Peter and St. John, the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ meant His presence. And after His ascension to the heavens, after the 40 days of His resurrection, He remained a companion to mankind. If you read the last verse of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, The Lord says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Christ is present and is a companion to man. He is now present and walks with everyone all the time. And says, blessed is the Lord day by day. He prepares our way, for He is the God of our salvation. Christ walks with man day after day. He prepares means that He makes it in the best condition. As He is our God of our salvation, He desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the new glorious resurrection. And there are the fruits we get from the cross and the resurrection. He says, in the world you will have tribulation. This tribulation could be our cross that we should carry. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. This overcoming is the new resurrection He grants to every man. I congratulate you for the glorious resurrection feast. I hope for all our churches, families, youth, children everywhere to rejoice with the glorious resurrection. It is so blessed to have the glorious resurrection feast to be at the same day for all Christians in the whole world. That is a good starting point for all Christians in hope of unifying our feasts, starting with the feast of the glorious resurrection to be one day in the whole world. We pray for this and we work for this. May the Lord fulfill His work. May the resurrected Christ bless you and bless your lives, works, services, and all that is in your hand. May the Lord keep you in His name, to whom is all glory and blessing from now and forever. Amen. Signed, His Holiness Pope Tawadros II.